Hello, everybody. This is Deacon John Bartolini with the Live Not Lukewarm community with the Sunday Scripture Reflection for the 19th week of Ordinary Time in Cycle B. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. These are two of my favorite things right here in one sentence in today's gospel. The use of the double amen to show the utmost importance of what Jesus is about to say, although I think everything Jesus says is of the utmost importance. The other thing is it is a direct quote from Jesus. My favorite five words from the Gospels are from John 2:5, which says in part, "Do whatever he tells you." Now that's Mary, Jesus' mother, telling the servants at the wedding at Cana to do what Jesus is about to tell you. Fill the jars with water, thus becoming Jesus' first public miracle. And who else should we listen to other than Jesus? Who has the best plan for how we should live our lives? Who knows better than all the thinkers and teachers and preachers in the world? Jesus is, after all, the Son of God. God sent him as the gift of salvation to us and for us. We just have to do one simple thing. Believe. Believe that Jesus is the bread from heaven, which gives us spiritual nourishment so we can have eternal life with him in heaven. Not physical bread like the Israelites received in the desert to keep them alive here on earth, and then they died, but real food that will last eternally. We heard in last Sunday's gospel that the people asked Jesus, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So Jesus was pulling a Bob Dole here, talking about himself in the third person. But the message is clear. Well, maybe not to everybody. We are to believe in Jesus. I guess hearing it in last week's gospel was not enough that we hear it again today. But it is a message for all that needs to be lived every day. The message is important because if we want to get to heaven, we must believe. And we just can't just believe. We must turn our belief into action. With this belief in Jesus, we are compelled by ourselves to do whatever he tells you. We believe Jesus Christ is fully present in the host. He is there, body and blood, soul and divinity. And we come forward at Mass to receive this gift in Holy Communion. It is given to us so we can become more like Jesus. And with this gift, our belief grows and our actions become more Christ-like. And when we do all that, we will have eternal life.